I so want to go back and sue my parents now.
For what?
Because this story came out today. Son wins a lawsuit against his mom because she threw away all of his best porno mags.
It's funny you would say that, because I was just thinking, I had baseball cards growing up because I was a tomboy, and my mom has moved so many times and she's in another house now. And I was going through some of her stuff with her and I was like, my baseball cards are gone. She was like, oh, I threw those out years ago. What if they were worth something? What if they were valuable? But you can't prove it. That's the problem. You can't prove that those porno magazines were valuable or worth anything unless he photographed them and has evidence of which ones he had and how much they were worth.
42-year-old guy sued his parents, Beth and Paul, after tossing out what a judge called a huge trove of porn and an array of sex toys.
Okay, I have many questions. First thing is, does he know about the internet?
Yeah,
anyone told him about the internet?
You don't have toys. I mean,
porn magazines anymore. Like, no, toys are a different story, but like, I mean, you don't need magazines anymore, do you? But more importantly, how did he win a lawsuit like that? How did he win?
He said that everything was worth about $25,000. Sounds a lot of porn. $25,000 of porn? That's a lot of porn. So the judge said, yeah, you get that. Your parents have to pay you.
He left it in their house when he was a kid, or is he 42 years old living at home?
He moved back after he got a divorce, moved back into the house. That's when his parents found all the stuff and threw it away.
And he sued them over it?
His dad said in an email, frankly, David, I did you a big favor getting rid of all this stuff.
Well, wow. I don't know how I feel about that, because I feel like, you know, you are under their roof. Even though you're an adult, you're living in their house. And if they're not cool with it, they're not cool with it. I'm sorry, you know?
I know, but it's still your property. I mean, my mom threw away everything. Star Wars figures, everything. She just threw it away.
Why don't you go ahead and sue her then? Apparently
I'm
you can.
I'm thinking about it. Tons of Star Wars figures.
See, that's the thing. The Star Wars figures have value. Like, that's something. Those are collector's items. So for her throwing that away, like, that makes sense. But, you know, he left his porn somewhere where his parents can find it in their house. And then had the nerve to sue them? I don't know. That's not cool.
I had a Chewbacca doll that my mom threw away. I think I can sue her for that.
Well, but see, that makes more sense because that stuff has value.
Porn has value.
No, no, no. What I mean is what you're talking about are collector's items. Things that, I mean, look, if you look up some of the auctions and some of the stuff that some of the early Star Wars toys have gone for, literally thousands of dollars, you know, per item if it's in mint condition, especially. His porn is only worth what he paid for it.
Yeah, but
frankly, after you use a toy, it's like a car. It's no longer, it loses its value once you take it off the lot.
Not to you, though. You like the car. But if you look at like 1970 Playboys, they're worth money.
But that's not what the guy had. The guy has current Playboys and current porn.
Right. But it's just it could be worth.
He spent a lot of money on it and the parents threw it away.
Big old Jugs magazine probably will be worth something someday.
I don't think so.
The good news is I can sue my parents for Star Wars figures then. I'm taking
them
to court.
That makes more sense. I think you should. That sounds like a lawsuit. Find out who the attorney is who helped this kid, this guy, this adult with his porn suit against his parents.
Oh, I guarantee his phone has been ringing nonstop. of all the things people's parents have thrown away. Yeah, I mean, that's why to this day, I don't throw away anything of my kids. I save it because they're
going to get sued.
I don't want to get sued and they're going to be pissed because they still have like the first book they've ever read or that they've ever held in their hand. They got everything. So I'm not throwing nothing away.
Well, they are your kids, so, you know, the Dr. Seuss book that you handed them wasn't...
Yeah, and it will be the only book they ever own, so...
They still haven't read it.